You're listening to the Frozen Food Section's Microwavable Podcast for 31 January 2006. I'm Cedric Boats in Washington, D.C.
Tonight's top story.
Bringing in the new year, the Frozen Food Section and friends counted down the end of 2005 before a sold-out crowd at Blueberry Hill in St. Louis. A critic's pick in the regional weekly Riverfront Times no doubt contributed to the capacity crowd, many of which were denied access when the ticket supply was exhausted. Ghetto-booted urban comic Bree Johnson hosted the showcase, which kicked off with local hip-hop act The Trees. New Frozen Food recording artists Earthworms followed with a CD release set of their debut LP, No Arms, No Legs, Just a Head and a Body. Local collaborators Royal Elite then took the stage, followed by 40 Till 5. Just before midnight, much of the crowd rushed the stage to count down to a new year and embrace the public face of debauchery.
20 seconds to a new year! 10!
After a celebratory toast, the Frozen Food Section was called out by height and starting basketball position to launch into the first set of 2006. Special cameos included vocalist Polygirl, whose spots with Earthworms and Royal Elite were so hot she left with a fever. Chicago rapper Jasmine lent vocals to J-Toth's Gorgeous from The Lovesickle, and Intellect MC spit lines for a hot track off Tucker Booth's upcoming album, Valet. Valet, Booth's third hip-hop release since 2003, is slated for a mid-February release on the Frozen Food Section label. Currently, the hip-hop hobo himself is selling CDR bootlegs of the album and promises anyone who buys one a free copy of the final product. On Wednesday, January 25th, Tucker Booth was acquitted on charges of driving while intoxicated and failure to comply in a St. Louis court. After consulting the Wellston City prosecutor, Booth was ordered to pay a $450 fine for, quote, littering, unquote. This figures well for his upcoming spot as host of Battle Rusa, an 11-day battle of the band's tour with stops in Champaign, Chicago, Minneapolis, Madison, Lawrence, and Kansas City. Winners from each city will land a performing spot at this summer's Wakarusa Festival in Lawrence, which has a projected turnout of over 20,000 people. In other news, Jonathan Toth from Hoth inadvertently created beef with MF Grimm by suggesting that Grimm's beef with MF Doom was little more than tofu. Last week on the F5 Records message board, Toth wrote, quote, "After the Jay-Z / Nos business deal, Jay-Z approached Nos for a beef in 2003 to help their record sales. We can assume that Grimm and Doom, being the great friends they've been for years, are probably up to the same stuff." While local hip-hop head Beachy and the track's producer DJ Crucial jumped to repudiate the suggestion, MF Grimm himself had a few choice words for J-Toth.
"You're John, boy. You must think that this is some fantasy or some shit. Right? This is Grimm calling. You think this is a game? You think it's a joke? You want to get involved or something? Let me know, because I'm coming out there. So we can see how much of a joke it is, see how much of a game it is. Alright? You want to ride on the board, you think this is all publicity? Then I'll add you to the publicity. Period. Fucking asshole."
With that said, the two may be locked up for a beef track as early as summer 2006. That's the news from St. Louis. We take you now to Estimated Values, the editorial segment of the Microwavable Podcast. This week's estimated values come from the Good Doctor Calc 2 and the Frozen Food Section's automated lyric generator, the Portron 6000.
"Yeah, so I'm going through the toolbox the other day, and in comes postmodernism again. Oh, man. This dude starts rifling through everything. He's like, oh, shit. Pulls out a screwdriver. What's this, man? And I'm all like, dude, it's a fucking screwdriver. He's like, oh, are you sure? Are you sure this is a screwdriver? Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, it looks like something you could stab somebody with. I mean, man, there's a lot of things you could probably do with this. No, dude. It is a Phillips head screwdriver. You use it to screw in Phillips head. Just stop screwing with my stuff." And so, yeah, he's always doing this crap to me. And he just comes in and he's asking me questions. And he always wants to question everything. Oh, isn't it just so fun to do that? So, yeah, go out, get in the car, and just start up the car. He pops in. He's like, oh, man, where are we going now? Yeah, I'm going to the art museum, dude. So, yeah, so I get to the art museum and just... He's like, so what is this, dude? Like, it's a painting of a girl. All right, chill. He's like, oh, no, man. I don't know. You sure? Maybe the painting is what's not in the painting. See, and this is when it gets the most frustrating. Post always has to do this to me every time. Oh, what's this? What's that? What is not included? What might be at the end of the tunnel? What might be past that? What might be doing everything we're not doing today? And it's like, man, so much easier when I'm hanging out with your brother, dude. Your older brother, you know, the cool one, the modern one, is all just like, yeah, dude, yeah, this is exactly what it is. Dude doesn't argue with me at all. Just all cool, dude. Yeah, what kind of beer are you having? Oh, yeah, I'm not drinking. That's cool. That's what we don't do. Yeah, that's awesome. So anyways, postmodernism's like, oh, yeah, but dude, I'm all responsible for intelligence in the world. Oh, yeah, I question things so I get to find out what's new in the world. But hey, dude, when you find it, what the hell? Then all you do is question it. Then all you do is just question it out of existence. You're just there to bring something into play and then disseminate it. Like, what the hell are you doing for us? Oh, but Calc 2 is victorious. Calc 2 takes him, splices the genes with his brother. Guess what I got now? Yeah, critical realism. Oh, yeah, it's a screwdriver. Sure, I can use it for a whole lot of other fucking things, but guess what? It's still a fucking screwdriver. Intention. Yeah, that is it. Libra comes in and brings two worlds back together the way things belong. And that's Calc 2, Estimated Values, Volume 1. You'll hear this every time on the podcast. Enjoy it. Peace.
Why, Peter, why? To think that a kiss is still a kiss in this age is not only naive, it is willful folly. It beckons of a deconstructions of polymorphic symbols that challenge the attenuated knowable. One is compelled to tear at the remaining shreds of deontological oblivion, the last threads binding together the greater shroud of so-called cognition, which every rational mind has seen in its nakedness and reduced to a hypothetical summation of experience. Asparagus has risked as much as you have, Peter. The finger-painted wiles of carbon clones will filibuster these dainties to a standoff, and only then will the cryogenically frozen subjective be resurrected and go gentle into that good night, as only a hand-woven point of blue philosophy can. In summation, I think I may have argued in your favor. I can't remember. But that should tell you something about the unfixed nature of passive truth. And furthermore, erogenous zones. San Dimas High School football rules.
Thank you for those enlightened perspectives, gentlemen. Posterity is indebted. And now the Microwavable Podcast brings you this month's Audiophonic Sweetmeat, a bootleg track from the New Year's Eve at Blueberry Hill. Lovin', a song off Tucker Booth's upcoming Valet album, features Tucker Booth, Intellect MC, Jonathan Toth from Hoth, and Rob Getchman.
Anybody want a copy of this for free right now? Who wants it?
Hey, yo.
Who's ready? Where's the intellect?
I want to hear something beautiful.
You
got
it. Here we go. Here we go.
Dr. Jonathan Toth is in. Talk about this is Kim. Christy Montana, his gift. Cannot his death is stripped. Just on time, that's on them and that's just fine. We keep singing like we're drunk on wine, like the club I'm stuck on mine. We keep falling into luck all night. If life sucks, I'll talk that time.
Mama told me not to come, but I came to get mine. Bought my guitar and a drum, and I became sublime. Beautiful beach like women, with bleach white children. Ladies and gentlemen, his speech is like a building. And my friends are all Jones and $1 million to live like fast living, fast children. Killing like Bob Dylan, a penicillin. Ready and willing to shatter the glass ceiling. Got love for those still picking up the pieces. Got love for the prestigious God and his son Jesus. Love for Kelly and Breaches, but hit it beat. Martin Luther King Jr. and all that he teached us.
Yeah.
But now, as I lay me down to sleep, I pray that the Lord my soul to keep. Your time is now, and I don't need 40 ounces to be free. Loving is what I got, and it's for all eternity.
Loving is what I got. I said, remember that's in loving. hope is what I got. I said, remember that, said, love is what I got. I said, remember that, said, love is what I got.
Yo, come see me.
I was raised on the banks of the muddy Mississippi, KC95 and black label whiskey under sycamore trees with the big fuzzy leaves and eyes of bush beaters.
You can smell on the breeze,
Cherokee, yo. South side to the bone, I forever have love till my blood runs cold. Dedicated just a working man sweating for a buck. One love, my neighborhood produced no chunks. Listen up, this is we,
Intellect MC,
J-Talk, Tucker Booth, getting down to the beat. So kick it once for the sunshine, twice for the, three times for the money.
For the strengths
and gains of any shape or shade, Bob Marley, Marcus Garvey, and Cash is clean. Yo, we do this from the heart with these beats and rhymes. Baby, love is love, love, let's hear it one more time. Cause love is what I got.
Sing it, yes,
and remember that. I said love is what I got. I said remember that. I said love is what I got. I said remember that. I said love is what I got.
Yeah.
I said remember that.
Shit keeps singing and the dogs don't
mind.
Cats will play when the sun's gonna shine. Beats keep thinking that they just on time. That's on them and that's just fine. We keep singing like we're drunk on wine. Like my love, I'm stuck on mine. Knee deep falling into luck all night.
Yeah.
If life sucks on top that time.
Love is what I got. I said remember that. I said love is what I got. I said remember that. Love is what I got. I said remember that. I said love is what I got.
Once again, that was the Frozen Food section with Intellect MC performing Lovin' on the first of the year. Each month, the Microwavable Podcast brings you interviews from relevant local celebrities from around the world. Right, they're local and they're from around the world. That's not an oxymoron, it reflects the global village we live in. The local, after all, is global and vice versa. I think it was Cool Keith who said that in his little-known dissertation on mass culture, entitled Mass Culture Ain't Shit. No, that was Marshall McLuhan who said that. Or Marshall Mathers, one of the two. Anyway, this month, Suede brings us interviews from St. Louis's own DJ Moff, 40 Till 5's Urban One, and Halias.
Reporter in the field, dead bodies, burnt houses, chemical spills, all in a day's work.
Okay, this is Suede talking to DJ Moff.
What up, man?
All right, so first question for you. What's the last record, CD, whatever that you bought?
I've actually been bumping this shit that I got for Christmas. It's this cat named Omega Watts. Dude produces almost everything. It's a 22-track disc called The Find. This is the funkiest jazz out of hip-hop. It's got a live, a lot of live instrumentation in it. It's really good, man. The guy is on top of his shit. No one knows about him. You got to check him out.
Nice. What have you been working on in the studio?
Right now, I am working on my new mixtape, man. It's called Homemade Junk, Volume 2. It's basically just a huge hodgepodge of tons of different styles of music, all with hip-hop as like a backbone. I'm not playing anything in its like original form. It's all mixed down. I'm going to have, I even got a little special DJ Moff remix of Ghost World on there. So we're doing it right, man. I'm going to, then it's off to finishing up Valet for Tucker Booth. Working on Earthworms, of course, and shit, Deadbeat Dads. I'm working on that with Toth and Getty, and the ex-boyfriend album with Halias and Tucker, man. My plate is full right now. And then I'm doing a bunch of guest appearances and working with my band, Essence of Logic. And I'm a huge fucking St. Louis music whore, basically, is what I am now.
Sweet. What's the best movie you've seen recently?
You know what I actually just saw for the first time? I wanted to see it in theaters was Sin City, the Frank Miller joint. Dude,
yeah, that's awesome.
His graphic novels, yeah. And that movie blew me the fuck away. It was great. I loved it. My girlfriend fell asleep, but she liked it, what she saw.
Nice. Last thing, is there anything you're listening to that you think everyone else should be listening to, but they're not?
Yeah, I actually dug up, it's part of my rare jazz collection of this David Axelrod, album called The Edge, where it's six. It's like a hodgepodge of tracks from 66 to 70, where if you listen to it, man, you know where Madlib got tons of shit for Quasimodo, DJ Shadow introducing like all these dudes in hip-hop have sampled all these tracks, and Dr. Dre even, and no one knows about this guy, who he is, and this is the album. Like, people who are listening to underground hip-hop need to check out the album, because it will be like a huge stun once they put it on the first song. It's crazy. It's great. It's good shit.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Enjoy the show, man.
Just a few questions. This is Sway talking to Urban One of 40 Soul 5. What's the most recent music purchase you've made?
Recently purchased... fuck!
Urban One!
Probably the last was a stack of 45s I bought, probably last 2 months ago.
What were some highlights from that?
Oh, Link Collins, Think About It, big stack of James Brown, and every beat I've made in the past 2 months has came from there. So that's basically where it's at. I've been just, purchased the mixtape, the duplication of my, that is all.
What have you been working on in the studio?
Doug Hole's record. Just wrapped up the aforementioned mixtape. Well, it's a mixtape, but really it's just remixes of the album. It's not a mixtape per se. We didn't jack anything like people have been doing. And been fucking with Fletch a lot. Fletch has 800 things going on, and I'm involved in like 400 of them. But yeah, trying to get back on the Doug Holst thing is about halfway done. And his album's going to be ridiculous because he got tracks from me, tracks from Just the Time from the Streets, tracks from Gravy. He's got the cream of the crop coming out of beats. I kind of hate him for it too. So
nice. What's the best movie you've seen recently?
Bad News Bears. Watched it the other night. It was surprisingly entertaining for a PG-13 movie.
Nice. What have you been listening to that no one else has heard of, but everyone should be listening to?
That's a tough one. Okay, I've been listening to it because I'm kind of secretive, you know, so I don't know if everybody should be listening to it. I'm going to say, the last thing I was listening to was the Rhyme Commission, Cerebral Poetry. Definitely. Yeah, definitely people need to get up on that. I've moved on it, and I'm starting to listen to it because I was listening to it, but that was the last record I burned the just played the fuck out of. Fletch, Rhyme Commission, definitely.
Well, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
This is Sway talking to Helias here at New Year's Eve Bash in Blueberry Hill. So, what's the last CD you bought?
I haven't bought a CD in a while. I buy records periodically, but Utility Phonograph record. It's like a break record with a bunch of sample stuff on it.
What have you been working on in the studio lately?
Ex-boyfriend. That's about two-thirds of the way done. That's me and Booth. Let's see. I got Poetron 6000 coming up.
The super secret project that Peter won't tell me anything about.
That would probably be the one. I'm glad to hear he's adhering to that, too. That's cool.
Excellent. What's the best movie you've seen recently?
I can tell you what the worst movie I've seen is.
I'll hear that.
Oh, man. Gotta be King Kong. What a fucking letdown. Oh, my God. Like, the first 3 minutes of that movie is all right, you know? And then, Let me rephrase that. There's only 3 minutes of that movie that's all right. And that would be when Kong is brawling with the Tyrannosauri. Is that the plural for Tyrannosaurus?
We'll go with that.
That movie sucked. How did it suck? In brand new, exquisite ways. Point of the movie that made me almost demand my money back, and keep in mind, I haven't walked out of a movie or demanded my money back since Lethal Weapon 4, which was Chris Rock's worst moment. When Jack Black goes, at the end when he goes, it wasn't the airplane, 'twas beauty killed the beast. Like, I was like, fuck this, I just got up and left.
Well, you know that line was in the original movie, so they had to keep it in.
Oh no, absolutely, but it was just the way that he said it. You know, it was just the inflection and the tone of his voice. It's just beyond whack. Like, I lost it. I mean, that was the guy from Tenacious D. Like, that dude wrote Jesus Ranch. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
All right, is there anything that you're listening to that you think the whole world should be listening to, but no one else really is?
Yeah, A Perfect Circle's 13th Step. I mean, it came out a while ago, but it's such an incredibly beautiful body of work. There's a particular song in there that really moves me called The Nurse Who Loved Me, and it has a line in it that goes, she's coming home with me, all dressed in white, she's got everything I need, pharmacy keys. She's falling hard for me. I can see it in her eyes. She acts just like a nurse to all the other guys. Awesome.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, man.
All in the day's work.
Coming to the end of the first ever Frozen Food Section podcast, and for you, dear listener, that means Spy Nonfiction with Boris the MC.
The year was 1964. Tokyo Olympics. I started the day right with a bowl of Wheaties. Then, assassinate the Polish gymnastics judge. Oh. I make plastic cast of his face and become him. Before maid service knocks, I prop him up in bed with adult fare on television and hang Do Not Disturb on door. Checkout time came too soon for Polish judge. In this way, KGBM for dual purpose. First, to bring home more gold for Soviet Union. But second, to be in cover position to intercept transmission of new high-definition broadcast technology. Rumored to do wonders for second season of Bewitched. The board of judges for gymnastics that year looked like Hall of Fame for spy movie. Italian Fortuna Palanza. Acrobatic femme fatale from Gypsy Circus Family. Hungarian Janos Kovac, cold-blooded agent given to quoting Faustus. Canadian Ouvre Boucher, a known cannibal, though not associated with any intelligence gathering agency. The Russian judge is KGB too. In fact, we all know each other by name.
Fortuna, I haven't seen you since Scotland Yard.
Irish judge.
That wasn't Irish at all.
None of these hack spies, however, interest me. The dame I came for is Japanese judge Emi Etsuko. She is homicidal only in her exotic beauty, gymnastic technique, and PhD in electrical engineering. I have no doubt this triple threat could be romanced into divulging key intelligence regarding HD technology. After the competition, I tail Etsuko and find out she will be dining at Takara Saki Club. It looks like Boris will make an appearance. At the Saki Club, I see Etsuko at a table crowded with Japanese dignitaries. I station myself next to a drunk, passed out on the bar.
Long-suffering bastard, please, on the rocks.
Hi. From my peripheral view, I could see every man at the table clawing for her attention. This broad had it all. The body, the beauty, the extensive knowledge of integrated circuits. As she was surrounded by drunken suitors, I saw no clear plan of attack. When fate threw me a bone, she glided up to the bar not 3 feet from me to order a drink.
Can't you shoot a martini?
Hi. I had to act quick. I elbowed the drunk next to me.
And this slug still maintains that magnetohydrodynamics are the future of energy.
So sorry. Were you talking to me?
No, madam. But my friend here seems to have lost the fire in his argument.
Did you say magnetohydrodynamic?
I did. But it is too late for Navier-Stokes equations of fluid dynamics, yes? Differential equations for happy hour only.
You are engineer?
Da. Just lonely engineer in Tokyo. Looking for someone to share notions of antimatter as the future of energy.
I see.
Maruteni.
Arigato.
So,
do you want to come back to my place?
Nowadays, Billy D. Williams says of Colt 45, works every time. In 1964, I might have said the same thing of electrical engineering. As we wound around the busy streets of Olympic Tokyo, her hands got friendly. We mused over positrons and antiprotons. Each time I said the word eigenvector, she gasped like virgin in linear algebra.
Hi!
Schrödinger explained, with Dirac's breakneck notation, for every time-independent Hamiltonian, there exists a set of quantum states known as energy eigenstates. Complex. Scalar field depends on position as well as time, you see?
Just say it.
Eigenvector.
Hi! Hi!
Finally, we got back to her domo. By this time, she was clawing at me like a pack of wild dogs. With haste, we made to the bedroom, and principles of thermodynamics were tested rigorously. As the night went on, she got kinky.
You seem to be quite the Olympic equestrian.
Duh. Soon I was tied to the bed, wearing a bridle, and she brandishing a whip. And then came the biggest surprise of all.
Now tell me what you know about the Antimyer. Shut up! Now talk. I said talk, Russian, before I get kinky.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where's the Soviet antimatter facility?
I swear.
Korzem? Or Kordika?
I don't know.
Answer me.
Okay, yes. Just don't. Don't hit me. It's in... The faculty is in... All right, I tell you. The antimatter faculty is in... Eigenvector.
No.
Eigenvector.
Please, oh God.
Eigenvector.
Yes!
Wasn't much more before I had her tied to the bed instead of me. Soon doped into unconsciousness by a liberal dosage of lovemaking. While she was out, I scoured the domo for intelligence and found what I needed. The KGB would have its HD, even if the rest of the world would not for another 40 years. By all rights, I should have shot her before leaving. She must have been turncoat for American government, but I didn't. I think her soft spot for dirty tech talk gave me a soft spot for her. Instead of shooting her, I kissed her. She opened her eyes.
Boris?
I'm not going to kill you.
I want you to know, I've never loved a spy, but I love you.
You don't love me. You just love my electrical engineering style.
Don't leave.
Good night, my geisha. Good night. Such strange things happen in the intelligence business. Indeed, fact is stranger than fiction. To this day, I still smile whenever I hear the word eigenvector.
Signing off for the Frozen Food Section's first microwavable podcast, I'm Cedric Boats in Washington, D.C. with these parting words. Eigenvector. Eigenvector.